From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a report today on the quality of intelligence that led to the invasion of Iraq. This report in Britain. First, the lead. It looks as though a proposed constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage will be defeated today in the U.S. Senate. Many Republicans thought the issue would propel an election year debate on traditional values and conservative opposition to gay marriage. But Senate leaders have not managed to persuade enough members of their own party to support amending the Constitution. Joining us now is Day to Day's Eric Kneeler. Eric, what's happening?
Well, they're just about to vote. A few minutes from now, they'll be voting on a procedural issue called cloture. And basically, it cuts off debate on the measure itself. Many people see this as a proxy for the vote. Now, this cloture motion needs 60 votes to pass. The amendment itself needs 67 votes. What likely is going to happen today is supporters of this will not even get 50 votes.
Is this a surprise? I mean, it appears to be a real lack of support there. Why are the Republicans bringing this up now if they don't have the votes?
Well, they rushed it to the Senate floor. They even bypassed their own Judiciary Committee, which usually happens initially. They wanted to raise this issue before the Democrats have their convention later this month in Boston. They were hoping that a debate on this very divisive issue would really put the Democrats on the spot. But it actually did the opposite. In fact, on Tuesday, Republicans themselves blocked an up-and-down vote on the proposal. They were afraid of losing.
So the Democrats are saying this is all pure politics going on, advancing a political agenda. Is that the sense there in Washington?
Well, there are Republican true believers like Rick Santorum, Senate Leader Bill Frist, and, of course, President Bush. They say gay marriage ban is a fundamental moral issue, and that they have to be responsive to the conservative Christian base that supports the GOP. They also wanted some images of John Kerry and John Edwards, the Democratic ticket for president this fall, voting for gay marriage. But that's not going to happen here.
So if the measure is defeated or dies in this vote that's coming up, what are the political implications then?
Well, the conservative Republicans have lost a big vote, a big gamble here, but they believe they now have a campaign issue that could turn out the faithful in November. They want to go after socially conservative Democrats, especially Catholics, who may be turned against Kerry and Edwards on this issue. But it could backfire. There are a lot of moderate Republicans who are split on this, and so it could go either way. One thing is for sure, this vote, this issue will not come up again in Congress before November.
So what is going to happen to the issue?
It's going back to the states where many people think it should have been in the first place. There are about a dozen states looking at ballot issues this November to ban gay marriage. And in the end, we're going to probably see a patchwork of different sorts of marriage laws. Here's what Senator Tom Carper of Delaware said this morning about these different laws.
Among the responsibilities left to the state in this Constitution are matters of family law. Who can marry? How do we divorce? How do we end those marriages? Who gains custody of children? How about visitation rights? Matters of alimony, property settlement, and the like. Those are matters that we have left to the states for over 200 years.
That was Senator Tom Carper. And remember, it wasn't too long ago that some southern states banned marriage between blacks and whites. And there are still different laws in the books about marriage between second cousins, for example, or minimum age of marriage.
Day to Day's Eric Kneeler. Eric, thank you very much.
You're welcome.